You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. We shall be reading the book of Judges, chapter 15, verse 15 to 16. And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass, I have slain 1,000 men. To walk with God, you must understand God. Samson had been fighting the Philistines and killing them. But this time around, they enclosed him and he needed a weapon to fight with. And what he found was a new jawbone of an ass. You see, that statement is very powerful. The word "a new jawbone of an ass." What is new about the jawbone of an ass? Because the jawbone is this down part of the teeth. An ass that has died and his bone is lying fallow there. But the Bible says he found a new jawbone. Did you notice that word? A new jawbone. You must understand that God does not necessarily keep repeating things. There was a time God told David, said, go and attack. There was a time he said, no, don't attack now. Go and wait. That's why you must walk with God. That God must begin to lead you and guide you. You know, when I started ministry, what I've always seen everybody do is that once they say they start ministry, they are looking for a building. And before you know it, they name it one name and begin to look for how to buy instrument and gather people. That's how ministry start. And then they begin to grow from branches to branches. That's what I have seen. But then the Lord showed me that. He said, no, that's not what I'm doing with you. I've not called you to go and start a church. So the issue of building didn't come in. So I said, Lord, what then am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to reach people? And I started on the phone. Just a phone in my office. I will wait. You know, we close 3 p.m. in the office. So I will wait sometime till 5 p.m. when everybody had gone home and there is silence. And then I open my phone. I will begin to record videos, begin to do audios. I started writing. And that was it. It looks like something so ordinary. Just so ordinary. Sometimes I get discouraged. But then the Holy Spirit will encourage me and say, go ahead. That's what I want you to do. In fact, one day I had an understanding. He said, the biggest company, car company, or transportation company in the world does not even have a car. I don't need buildings. I want to build men. So what you need is a platform to build men. You don't need buildings. You just need platform to build men. Any platform where they can hear my word, that's what you need. But you see, so the Bible says a new jawbone of an ass. Now, a jawbone is something you may overlook. You may think that it is too small. What is a jawbone? You want to fight 1,000 Philistines. Sword is there. You didn't see it. AK-47. No missile launchers. Nothing. And even ordinary pistol, you can't get. Arrow, you don't have. Is it? How do you kill 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass? How do you kill? So you may likely overlook it. But what we don't understand is that it is not about what we have. It is about who we have. Anything in the hand of God is mighty. Ah, may God give you understanding. Any man in the hand of God becomes mighty. Any tool, any instrument in the hand of God becomes mighty. Sometimes you are waiting for you to have this. I've seen people, they are waiting to have this, to have this. So they go about. They want to have this, have this, have this, have this, have this. That's why some people, the whole ministry will now be about money. That's not how God works. Please understand this. Sometime, all you need may be a new jawbone of an ass. Nobody may have used it before. You know, so many times when people reach out to me, they say, sir, where is your church? Where are you located? I don't know what to say to them. Because I keep explaining. I say, no, I'm not into church. I'm into ministry. I don't have a building. You know, somebody had once given us a building and said, take. And it's furnished with chairs, with table. And he said, be using it. I went there. I look at it. I took pictures of it. I made videos of it. In fact, I shared it with some of the brethren. But something just doesn't seem right. I just feel that something wasn't right. Eventually, we couldn't use it because it was surrounded with generators and there would be noise. And what we are doing, we don't require noise. We don't want noise. We just want a quiet place where we can record the word of God or we can preach the word of God without any noise. And so we could not take that opportunity. It came free. The person said, use it for free. And we didn't have to grab it. So sometime it could just be a jawbone of an ass. Everything that we have been doing today that people call living through ministry is a jawbone that we call phone. It's just phone. It's just phone. That is it. And because of that, I've seen people give their life to Christ. I've seen marriage restored. I've seen people weep for their sins. I've seen people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Brethren, don't overlook that small thing, that jawbone of an ass in your hand, that little money. You feel that money, you think it is little. That grace that you have, you think it is nothing. In fact, you even look at yourself, you say, who am I? It's not about you. You can never become anything big for God to use you. You should only put yourself in his hand. Let him hold you. That jawbone in the hand of the anointed Samson became dreadful. The Philistine couldn't handle the job. People who had metal, who had sword and shield and arrow and everything, they couldn't stand against a man that was holding the jawbone of an ass. It could be you that you are that jawbone, that you need to be in the hand of God. Allow God, brethren. And sometime, God will lead you in a new way. Be careful of copying what you see every other person doing. One of my fear is to ever do anything that it is not God who has initiated it. I'm always afraid. I don't call a program. I don't initiate anything until I am 100% certain that it is God that is calling this thing. That's all that is needed, brethren. The jawbone of an ass can be powerful in the hand of God. Whatever, don't underestimate that jawbone. Some of you can write. There is different grace, skill that God has given you, but you have taken it for granted. He looks so ordinary. You are looking at big men out there. You are looking at great man of God there. He has this, he has that. But you, what do you have? Nothing. No, brethren. It may be new and it may be a jawbone. Take it. Let God come upon you. You will see the difference. It's not the equipment that we have. Thank God for Mike. Thank God for all of those things. But those are not the things that bring souls to the kingdom of God. It is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is the river of life that flows from the throne of God. Once you have that, you have everything. May God give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.